Danny, I know this is a service that your company provides. Why don't you give us some pointers on on-hold message? What's the value for the office?
Sure, I'd be happy to. On-hold messages is something that we have offered for really almost since we started helping dentists. Only recently did we move to a subscription service, and the reason for that was that it was very difficult with the past technology to really count on doctor's offices to update and keep their on-hold message timely. But now with the internet and other components of the service, it's really simple. But let me take a step back for those of you who may not know. What we're talking about when we speak of on-hold messages is what happens when you place a caller on hold. We call offices and the experiences vary. We can hear an out-of-tune radio station. We can hear a competitor's advertisement on a radio station when placed on hold. We can hear dead silence, or we can hear elevator music. Anything is better than silence, I would say, with the exception of a competitor's commercial. But the best is to have control of the message that people are hearing. And that's why a well-maintained on-hold message system is so valuable, because it gives you an opportunity to establish and maintain a positive practice image with both current and prospective callers. And if you update it regularly, it has the additional benefit of demonstrating that you're a practice that is in touch with the community, because you can share what you're doing. If you're sponsoring a Little League team, if you've introduced a new service, if you've brought on a new team member, there's any number of worthwhile things to share with callers. It also has a nice benefit because if a person is calling to ask how much a crown costs and gets placed on hold and hears that you're sponsoring a Little League team that their son happens to be playing on, you've all of a sudden very likely changed the content of the ensuing conversation. We also use on-hold messages as part of our new patient enrollment strategy. And one way that it might go would be the following, and we're going to go through some of these steps in future exercises. But if somebody were to call me and I were a dental office, I might say, "Thank you for calling our dental office. This is Danny speaking. How may I help you?" And the caller might ask whatever they'll ask, and I would say, "I can help you with that. My name is Danny. May I ask who I'm speaking with?" And then the caller would let me know who they are so I could use their name, make a connection. And at that point, I would ask, "Are you experiencing any pain or discomfort at this time?" to show that I care. And assuming the person says no, I would then say, "I'm glad to hear that. I wonder, Bill, if you'd mind if I place you on hold for just a moment so that I can get to my desk and give you my undivided attention."
That would
and
be fine.
In every case, the caller agrees. And now you have a chance to, in fact, get to your desk and give this caller your undivided attention. Because remember, they are now the most important person in your world.
Danny, anything else on equipment?
Sure. Well, one thing I think that is vital, and I would love to see every office invest in, especially because it's such a nominal investment, are cordless headsets. I've used headsets since 1989. They weren't cordless at that time. But boy, when you have your hands free, it enables you to sit up and relax and really connect with the caller, because you don't have to worry about cradling the phone between your shoulder and your ear, never mind the physical problems that that can cause. And it gives you the freedom to actually walk over to your desk. And it's a great tool. I use them. I highly endorse them. There are a number of different companies that offer them. You can work with Hello Direct or Plantronics or Mallory headsets. I don't really care what you get, but don't... You can get some for very little money. I think that since this is such an important tool to the office, that you should plan on investing at least $100 and perhaps as much as $200, $250 in the headsets. They last a long time.